Welcome to Lower Wacker Live, the podcast that makes fun of the news and can get you from Lakeshore to 290 in like 5 minutes. I'm your host, Justin Kaufman. Excited to launch this. I'm very happy to be launching this on April Fool's Day as well. I love April Fools. I started my career here at WGN doing an April Fool's joke. I don't know if you remember that. The first thing I did here at WGN was fake a Cubs broadcast. The Cubs had left WGN, so it was a real sore spot. The Cubs had yet to start playing on April 1st. I think maybe they were still in spring training, but we pretended as if we were broadcasting a game, and I did my best Pat Hughes and my best Roy Coomer. Sox fan. Danley Garages. Anyway, here, can we play a little bit? Here's a little clip. No? We don't have a clip? We didn't archive that? That's how much GN supported that April Fool's, that they didn't even archive it. Yeah. Well, if this is any indication of how Lower Wacker Live is going to go, good. I also did a great one at a former radio station. This was one where we did a business where when your beloved pet would die, we would have a chef cook him up in a really fancy meal so you'd never be apart. That was the idea, and there were different packages, and you could call up. And we had some fake chefs in. They were talking about how they would do it real tastefully. It'd be very tasteful. And for weeks after, we got complaints at the radio station to the point where we would pick up the hotline. You know, when you pick it up, say, WGN Radio, we would just pick it up saying, it was just an April Fool's joke. We get two of them a day. I heard this piece. I was disgusting about my pet. It was an April Fool's joke. Well, I'm still mad. I also did a collaboration with Second City one time where we faked an opening day broadcast. You know, Lynn Bramer does the show at Yahtzee's. We did the same thing. We faked it. I put a bunch of ambient sound like we were at a bar and pretended as if the broadcast was live, although there was no game that day. It was the joke of it. We were broadcasting from a new bar called Tubbs, and it was like tubs of beer or tubs of nachos or tubs of wings, tubs of anything. That was the idea, just kind of making fun of those dumb Wrigleyville bars. But we had a bunch of Second City folk, and we pretended as if we were doing it live. It's a lot of fun. But really, this year, the April Fool's joke is really on me, because I got to do this podcast every day. It's like a year-round April Fool's joke. All right. All right, let's get to the stories. It's the final day of the runoff. Preckwinkle and Lightfoot, or if I were Phil Ponce, Tony Lightfoot and Lori Preckwinkle.
Yep.
Doing their best strategically wind through the city, which really means churches and L-stops. Who thought it was a good idea to bother people in front of L-stops? What political strategist was like, the best way to get people's attention is when they're racing to the train? Try to talk to them. Try to talk to them about their issues. Talk to them about pensions. That's the worst place to talk to someone. The only worst place is talking stall to stall in the work bathroom. I swear, if I see Toni Preckwinkle reaching her hand over, yeah, hi, talk to you about education? I'm listening. I'll take a flyer. The races are getting tight in the wards, too. In the 40th ward, Alderman O'Connor has $780,000 cash on hand. Probably over $1 million spent to beat a kid who used to battle rap. Wow. That's crazy. I think that's how they should pick the next alderman anyway. You know, I don't think they should do it by election. They should do it 8 Mile style. I think it should be, you know, whoever's got the best rhymes. Feel my wrath. Feel my scorn. We need more parks. We need TIF reform. Something then O'Connor can be like, I'm a great alderman. I'm so fine. I was in Verdole X Block 29. Now it's time for the Lower Wacker Live's Exoneration Report. This is our segment that lists everyone who was exonerated this week, so let's get right to it. First up, nobody. There's nobody on the list. Wow. So people who tell you they were exonerated, whether it be the Mueller report or Jussie Smollett, they're not. So, and that's been the Lower Wacker Live Exoneration Report! The Archdiocese is under fire for using cemetery money to pay for lawsuits against priests. I guess they're in trouble because they didn't tell anybody, especially the parishioners who have loved ones in said cemeteries. I'm not Catholic, but the only thing you could do worse than messing with kids is messing with dead relatives, right? Those are the only two things that matter to Catholics. And also the old St. Pat's block party. Those three things. Which I heard Big Head Todd and the Monsters might be making a return, so. A new report says that a Canadian museum has a bigger T-Rex than Sue at the Field Museum. What, is that a science thing? Who's got the bigger dinosaur? Really? The Field Museum is disputing this. I kind of am with the Field Museum because, let's face it, Sue's from Chicago, and she does hang out by Soldier Field for tailgating. So think about all the chops. A lot of barbecue chops. She's fatter than those in Canada. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, sports. Blackhawks game tonight. I'm going. Last one of the year. It's not the last one of the year, but I just like to say that. The Cubs like to hit. Great start, full of gusto, but amounting to a series loss to the Texas Rangers. Are the Rangers good this year? Maybe they're good. Or it's time to run Theo and Joe out of town. It's one of the two. Rangers are good, or Theo and Joe got to go. Sox, the takeaway from the first weekend, I watched way too much White Sox April baseball. You'd think it was the World Series at my house this weekend. I shouted at the TV when a reliever walked a guy. Although I'm feeling Lucas Giolito. I think this could be his year. He's got a little John Garland in him, White Sox fans. Or maybe a Gavin Floyd. Ooh, a Garland-Floyd mix. The Bulls? Pass. Actually, after watching the Final Four, the Bulls should get R.J. Barrett on Duke. They won't get Zion. They're not going to get that little point guard from Murray State. But they're going to be the third or fourth pick next year. So, and Barrett's a freshman. He already looks like an NBA player. He looks like Penny Hardaway. Or like a nicer-looking Scottie Pippen. I think Chicago's ready for a nicer-looking Scottie Pippen. And finally tonight, a new rumor has MLB owners colluding to keep players' salaries down. Supposedly, the team that does the best job in arbitration gets a plastic championship belt. What? Are these guys running a multi-billion dollar industry or your college buddy's fantasy league? Could MLB owners be any more unlikable at this point? I mean, they're not at NFL level yet, but you're getting there. All right, those are just some of the remarkable stories for Monday, April 1st, 2019. We'll be back tomorrow. Look for it around 4 or 5 o'clock at night, just in time for the afternoon commute home. Or heck, you know what? It still works for the morning commute. It'd be a Tony Robbins tape. You can pop it in on the way in and be like, today's going to be my day. Or you can do it in the afternoon on the way home and be like, today was not my day. Tomorrow is going to be my day. So we gotcha. Quick note about the music. Today's beats were provided by my old friend Wes Restless, amazing producer and MC, frontman for the Jordan Years. See, this podcast is going up on Spotify, iTunes. Ooh, so fancy. But they won't accept it if we use copywritten material. So Wes made some stuff for us. Do you want to make some stuff? We'd love to showcase local producers, instrumental tracks, and just think hundreds, if not tens of people a day will hear your work. Just send an email to Pete Zimmerman at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. Whatever you do, don't DM me on Instagram. I don't have time for beats on Instagram. Have a good one.